Archers for the week 11 to 16 February 2001.
Roy and Haley have dropped in unexpectedly at Home Farm.
She really loves her little sister, doesn't she?
No, keep the doggy, Phoebe. We got to go home now.
Hey, you don't want to leave it behind again, do you, Phoebe?
She was so upset on Friday when she realised she'd left it here.
But she's got lots of other toys.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know how it is when they've got a favourite.
Yes, it's very important.
Has Nolly got a favourite toy yet?
Don't be stupid, Roy. She's only 4 weeks old.
Yeah, no, I suppose not.
Right. Come on, Phoebe, sweetheart. Time to say goodbye.
Yes, darling. Come and say goodbye to Mummy.
I think we're going to eat at the Bull. Would you like to join us?
I'm sure they've already got other plans, Lucas, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid we have.
Oh, you'd be good for Mummy, won't you, darling?
Maybe we can do it some other time, though.
That's it. Back you go to Daddy now.
Come on, darling.
Actually, we don't go out for lunch very often.
Yeah, and we got the wedding coming up, of course.
Yes, you'll be very busy. I'm sorry, I didn't think of that.
No, it was a nice thought. Hey, can I have one last cuddle with Nolly? I can't resist her.
I was just going to feed her.
But you fed her half an hour ago.
I think she needs changing, though.
No, she smells beautifully clean. Don't you, my bubba? My sweetie, bubba. Here you are, Haley.
Oh, thank you.
Here you are.
You are so gorgeous, aren't you?
I'm going to go home now.
Yeah, all right, darling. We'll go in a minute. Shall we say goodbye to Nolly, shall we? That's it. She lies holding your finger.
So, where are you off to now?
We're going to go to Willow Farm for lunch.
That's your parents' farm, is it?
Yeah, well, sort of.
But they work there?
Not really, yeah. Well, they live in the farmhouse, but a friend owns the land. And my dad works with him sometimes.
Ah, that's good, to be able to work with your friends.
Well, I suppose so. But I don't think Dad would always agree with you.
She's got a strong grip, Faye.
Well, I expect they'll be wondering where you've got to.
Yeah, well, we better go.
Okay. Well, I had better give you back, my darling. Nice.
Right then, Phoebe. Well, let's go.
Bye, Phoebe. I'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your lunch.
Oh, thanks.
So let's play a game, shall we, Phoebe?
Yeah, how about I slide?
Well, shut the door, will you, Lucas? It's cold out there.
I know.
You don't really want to go to the pub, do you?
Why not? Your mother isn't here to cook lunch for us.
Yeah, but we can make something ourselves. I don't want Nolly to get cold.
But we can wrap her up. I'd like to meet more of the people around here.
Look, believe me, they're not that interesting.
Oh, come on, Kate.
Honestly, it's not that exciting. It's nothing like that Shebeen we went to.
Yes. You were dying to see what it was like in there, though, weren't you?
Oh, I loved the music. And the people were so friendly.
Only because you were the tourist. Now it's my turn.
All right, then. But you'll have to give me time to get ready.
No problem.
So you've had visitors?
Yes. The sisters have been getting to know each other.
I thought you weren't coming back till later.
No, a couple of people didn't turn up, so we've rearranged the meeting for next month.
Oh, what's that smell?
Oh, it's Nolly. Not so clean now, are you? I'll go and change her.
Okay. Mr. Aldridge, would you like to come out with us for lunch? We thought we'd go to the Bull.
No, I'm afraid I've got some papers in my office need attending to.
You have to work hard for your family, don't you?
Yeah, especially these days.
It must have taken a lot of effort to build this farm up.
Yes, it did, rather.
But I expect you had a clear vision of what you wanted to achieve.
I did. And I was fortunate enough to succeed for the most part. Might be a different story if I was starting up now, though. I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me, Lucas. I need to get on.
Of course.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jolene. Beautiful creatures, them Herefords. If I'd have been going for beef and we restocked the farm, I might have considered it.
What did you choose then?
Jerseys. Some Ayrshire Milters, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're the,
The Browns, yeah. Still. Fair play. Best of luck to David Archer.
He were in here last night telling us all about him. Like a big kid he was.
Oh, you should have seen his daddy. His old face lit up when he was showing them to me.
Well, it's nice seeing him so happy after what Bruce's been through.
Yeah, and David's ribs and all.
Yeah, they haven't been too lucky, have they?
Nah, not recently. It's a pity Sid didn't want them last six bags.
I thought you'd flog them all round Cleveland.
I would have done. Only this old dear didn't believe me when I said it was organic. She said it should have that soil association symbol on it.
What, on a bag of compost?
I told her. Either she'd have to take my word for it or pay double next time she went to the garden centre. Well, it's her loss, isn't it, eh?
And Sid said he didn't want it?
Yeah. Oh, I could have done with getting rid of it.
But our roses need some.
You won't find better quality at the price.
How much?
To you, £2.25 a bag. That's a 10% discount.
Done. If you put it on the roses for us.
At that price? You must be joking.
Well, I'll take it or leave it.
How about free dinner, then?
No, I can't. Frieda won't let me mess with her accounts.
You drive a hard bargain, Jolene Rogers.
I've got a business to run.
All right, I'll do your mulching, but it's £2.50 a bag.
Fair enough.
OK, we have to wait till after dinner.
Oh, that's fine. Now, there's a couple of strangers.
It's too smoky in here, Lucas.
I know, but they have a no-smoking policy in the family restaurant.
That's right. It's Mr. Madakani, isn't it? Table for two with the baby.
Yes, please.
OK.
Hi, Eddie.
And I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
This is Lucas.
Oh, well, pleased to meet you.
And you, Eddie. Nice fire.
Would you like to order drinks first?
No, we'd like to sit down, please.
Well, I'll show you through then.
It's all right. I can remember the way.
Enjoy your dinner.
Thanks. You too.
I will.
What a beautiful baby.
Yeah, you can always rely on Kate Aldridge to surprise everybody, can't you?
But if we say yes to both sets of cousins and all your aunts and uncles, I've got to invite all mine too.
They'd be really upset if we left them out.
I know that. But if they all come, then we'll have to start crossing people off the friends list, won't we?
I hate all this. I mean, why can't we just invite everybody and be done with it?
You know we can't. There'd be well over 150 if we did that.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way we can afford that.
No. Look, I better go and see what's up your feet.
No, no, it's all right. Mum and Dad can cope.
I suppose so.
Wow, so, looking at all these quotes, and the best we can hope for on the reception is, what, 15 quid head.
I can't believe that's the lowest.
Well, it is. So that's why I reckon it's 100 guests, max.
£1,500. I never spent that much in my life.
That's not all of it, either.
Oh, it adds up so quickly, doesn't it? Right, OK, let's say 100, then.
Yeah.
Very sorry, Auntie Gemma. She'll never speak to me again.
Yes, she will. It's got to be like this, Hayley. We're going to have to tighten our belts to even afford that many.
Oh, no, hey, I've been cutting down on chocolate for weeks now.
It's got to be more than that.
Why not?
Well, like our night's out.
Oh, but what about the 80s night this Friday?
Yeah, I know it would have been fun, but...
Yeah, every penny counts, I know. Oh, well, never mind. We can have lots of fun staying in, can't we?
Yeah. Of course we can.
Hey! Don't go poking your nose in where it ain't wanted, Eccles.
Well, I'm impressed.
Oh, so you should be. That mulch will bring them roses nice.
Oh, I reckon you're right. Now, there's a pint waiting for you tonight when you come in, Eddie.
Oh, it's all very much. It's a good job I was out here.
What is that?
Oh, Jack Woolley just come past. Mm-hmm. He saw what I was doing, and now he wants a couple of dozen bags for his raspberries.
Oh, I ought to charge you a commission.
Oh, give over. He was going down the garden centre, but I told him not to bother. Mind you, I promised it him by the end of tomorrow.
Oh, I'll keep you busy.
Well, I'm supposed to be doing the fences for the estate tomorrow. I expect I'll squeeze it in somehow.
Do you want to come in and warm yourself by the fire?
Oh, no, you're all right. Better go and start bagging up this compost.
Oh, please yourself.
Besides, I don't tend to socialise with the likes of Brian Aldridge. I'll see you.
Yeah, see you later, Eddie.
Are you off, Eddie?
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Aldridge.
All right. Any sign of my daughter?
Yeah, they're waiting inside for you. Oh, there they are, look.
God, it's bitter out here, isn't it?
Mm. I came out to look at my roses.
Really?
Oh, thanks for coming to get us, Dad. Lolly would have been frozen if we'd had to walk all the way back.
I don't know what happened with the car.
I just wouldn't start when we came out.
Yeah, it was playing up last month, so it's not your fault. I'll get someone to tow it back and have a look at it.
Kate, I'm sorry about what happened, by the way.
Oh, don't worry about it. It wasn't exactly a surprise. Men like Sid can feel very threatened.
Well, I don't know about that. Just not what he's used to.
What happened?
I started breastfeeding Nolly and Sid objected.
In the restaurant?
Yes, but I was very discreet.
Well, obviously not discreet enough. This is Ambridge, darling, not one of your hippie communes.
But Jolene was very good about it and calmed everything down.
Yes, at least some people round here are tolerant of perfectly natural behaviour. Where's the car open?
Yeah.
Well, Nolly's getting cold.
So what do you think of our traditional English pub?
Ah, I enjoyed it. Even the one beer.
Whoa, I shouldn't let Sid hear you say that. He takes a lot of pride in his cellar.
No, everything was excellent.
Oh, and we enjoyed hearing about Cape Town. He must come back and tell us some more.
Yeah, sure.
Can somebody help me with this door, please?
Oh, sorry.
I'll leave it to your roses, then.
Eddie, is that you?
Yeah.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, filling these bags up. Can you pass us that bit of baler twine?
Where? It's too dark. I can hardly see a thing.
Oh, no, you're all right. I've got some here.
Why didn't you ask someone to help you?
Neil wasn't interested. Dad's got a bad back. Oh, my hands are that cold. I can hardly feel them.
Well, give up and come back tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't done half of them yet.
Eddie, have you been out here all this time?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have come inside for a cuppa.
Oh, I didn't want to disturb you on a Sunday.
Oh, well, now, that's just daft. You get inside that house
yeah,
now.
I will in a minute.
Oh, right, well, we'll go and wait in the car, Roy. Your mum wanted to ask you something before we go.
Right, OK.
Oh, it's still cold out here, isn't it, please?
Yeah, I'll see you in a sec. You're not carrying on, are you?
Oh, I've got to, mate. Time's money. And you always need more of both, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you mean. This wedding's coming up faster than you can believe, and everything's costing so much.
Ah, you'll get there in the end, though. Just like we did. We had to scrimp and save a bit, of course. Yeah.
We've got to and all.
Clary made her own wedding dress. Like a milkmaid she was. And I had these platform shoes. Maroon and brown they were. I wonder what happened to them.
Yeah. I just don't see why it has to be all so expensive.
Yeah, don't you worry about it too much, son. You just make sure it's one of the best days of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be. Whatever happens, I'll make sure of that.
Clary and Pat's thoughts are turning to birthday celebrations and compost.
It may not be quite as exciting as Paris, but I'm sure Tony will enjoy the Mont Blanc on Friday.
They do lovely food there, don't they?
Yes, they do. He's going to be very spoilt, what with a birthday meal and having the party.
He deserves it. We got anyone to write about him yet?
Well, I've asked Helen. She's going to write about how her career's been inspired by him.
That's nice.
Any more thoughts about Eddie's book?
Well, I've asked William and Edward, but neither of them could think of nothing to write. William's out of practice, of course, and Edward said it was too much like homework.
Well, I'm sure there'll be lots of other people to choose from.
I expect so. I don't suppose it's going to be much fun bagging up this compost with Eddie.
No. Looks as if it could rain any minute.
Still can't leave him to do it all on his own. They said there might be snow later. As long as it keeps off for the next hour or so, we'll be all right.
It's always easier when there's two of you.
Suppose so. He's been doing them fences for the estate today, so I don't reckon he'll be in the best mood.
Is that his van over there?
Yeah. Wonder what time he gets... Oh, no, it looks like he only just got here. We'd be lucky if we finished before it gets dark.
Oh, I'm sorry I can't stay and help, but I want to catch Hayley at Lower Loxley before she goes.
No, off you go, Pat. We'll be fine. Thanks for the lift.
Oh, no problem. I'll see you in the morning, then.
OK. Oh, and give my best wishes to Elizabeth.
I will.
I'll try and pop round to see her soon, if I can.
Oh, I'm sure she'd really like that.
No, Lily, don't put it in your mouth. Hayley, can you make sure she doesn't?
Yeah, all right, Lily, let me have it.
Good girl, that's it.
You must put them in your mouth.
Why don't you get Phoebe to help Lily as well as Freddy?
That sounds like a good idea, isn't it, Phoebs? Now that Freddy's built his tower, you can help Lily build one.
There we are.
Oh, now, you all play nicely when I sit over here.
Oh. What time is it?
Just gone 4:10.
Is that all? I can't believe how slowly the day's gone by. When did Kathy come in?
A couple of hours ago.
Feels like yesterday.
She seems to have settled in very nicely, didn't she?
Yes, Nigel's very pleased with her.
Do you want me to plump up your pillow?
No, I can do it. Sorry.
It's all right. Oi, not too noisy, please. Thank you. So, Cathy thinks everything's in good shape for the spring season?
It should be. But they always say the second season's harder than the first because there's less incentive to build on what you've achieved.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. I mean, you couldn't have found a better manager.
Yeah, we've been very lucky.
I'm sure Cathy feels very grateful to you as well. Now she hasn't got the divorce to worry about anymore either.
She told me she's got her money from Sid at last, so she can start looking for somewhere to buy.
Well, it's not going to be easy, though, is it?
Really? I thought she'd be able to find somewhere really nice with a lump sum like that.
Depends where it is. I mean, she can probably find a small flat in town, but say she wants a cottage in Ambridge, well, the prices are ridiculous. There's no way me and Roy could afford anything.
At least you've got your flat.
Oh, yeah. We're so grateful to Marjorie, but eventually you want a place of your own, and I don't see how we'll ever afford it.
Doesn't seem right when you've lived here so long.
Well, especially for Roy, yeah. And he's been in Ambridge all his life. And we'd like to be settled for Phoebe as well.
Hello.
What's going to happen with her?
Oh, well, second-guessing Kate is virtually impossible. I have this big fear that she's going to take Phoebe away and we'll never see her again.
She wouldn't be allowed to.
I don't think it'd stop her trying, though.
But Jennifer and Brian are far too sensible to let that happen.
Well, I hope you're right. It's the last thing I want to worry about, what with wedding plans coming up.
Of course. How are the preparations going?
We've been trying to draw up a guest list. It's a nightmare. Did you have problems with yours?
Well, apart from a long-lost auntie turning up and throwing a big spanner in the works, I think we got off pretty lightly, I seem to remember.
Well, the trouble is we can't invite everyone we'd like to, and we're bound to offend the ones we don't.
I think you just have to accept that you'll never satisfy everyone.
Yeah.
And someone's bound to end up sitting next to someone they haven't spoken to for 20 years.
Yes, well, so long as there aren't any punch-ups on the day, I think we'll be happy. Phoebs, darling, give that brick back to Lily. Good girl, thank you.
I wonder when Julia and Lewis will be back.
They're up at Arkwright Hall?
Yes. Lewis wants to have one last look round before tomorrow's grand opening.
Mm, should be quite an occasion, shouldn't it?
Well, they've invited the press and the local historical society. And a couple of school parties might be coming. Mm. I'd really like to be there too, of course.
Oh, no, what have you done now? He's really hurt.
It's all right, darling. Did you manage?
Did he?
I don't think it's too serious.
We can't possibly tell.
Let's bring you over to see him, Mummy.
Is he hurt?
No. I think he frightened himself more than anything, didn't you? I've got those soft cloth anyway. Now, Mummy can't pick you up, but she can get you a big cuddle.
Come on. Darling, did you have a bit of a shock?
No.
There.
Oh, I think that was all it was.
Voice.
Oh, this all looks very cosy.
Well, it may do now, but we had high drama in here a second ago.
Really? Well, everything seems so peaceful.
Oh, was that you saying?
That's wicked. Linda won't believe it when she sees it.
Don't suppose her old man's going around anything like that for you?
No. Oh, shut up, Tess, will you?
She wants to go for a walk.
So?
Oh, go on, don't be so mean.
All right. You want to go for a walk? Come on, then. Got ya.
Oh, that's pants.
No, it ain't. Someone else will take it later. That car with the bird with the big gazungas, who's that for?
Sid. They'll really wind him up, especially after what happened yesterday.
What's that?
That Kate, what's her name? She came in, right, with her fella. God, he's a gorgeous lucky cow.
So what?
No, listen, she starts breastfeeding her baby, right, in the middle of the restaurant.
That's sick.
And Sid went spare. My mum thought he was going to have a heart attack. This card will drive him mad.
So who's it going to be from?
It don't matter, do it? As long as Mum finds out and thinks he's playing away.
What do you think will happen?
She'll get mad at him and maybe we can go and live somewhere else.
What's wrong with living in a pub?
Sid, that's what's wrong with it. How many more cards have we got?
Four.
So, are we going to give one to that bloke who's moving into your old place?
Oliver Sterling? Yeah, and Caroline can have one and all. They're gagging for it.
Yeah. You got any more beer?
No, I know where there's a couple of cans. Mm. Grandad put them in here last week, but he wouldn't notice.
Ta. Right, you can do Oliver's, and I'll do Caroline's.
All right.
Right, that's us ready to go. It's a pity Phoebe's so settled.
Must make a nice change working here.
Oh, yeah, but it's a bit grander than I'm used to. There's all this space for a start, and there's so much to do outside. Oh,
not in this weather, then.
No, it is pretty horrible, isn't it?
Don't you normally have Henry and...
Becky? Yeah. Josie had her day off today, so she didn't need me.
Lucky for Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Although, if you're looking after them, does she need to be on hand too?
Well, no, not really. I did say I could take them somewhere else.
There's enough rooms.
Do right. But I think Elizabeth gets so bored.
They're a distraction, I suppose.
Well, you could say that, yes. I hope Jill didn't mind coming straight in and giving them the tea.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't. Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you.
What's that?
I was hoping you'd write something for a book I'm putting together for Tony's 50th. It's a sort of this is your life thing.
Oh, you want to write something?
Yes, I think he'd really like that.
And do you want it by Friday?
Oh, no. It's for his joint party with Eddie.
Well, yeah, OK, I'd love to. I mean, I haven't written anything for ages, so it probably won't be much good.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Oh.
Elizabeth, are you all right?
Yes, I'm not completely helpless. I didn't seem to be much use helping Mum. Lily and Freddie are so boisterous when they're eating.
Look, why don't you come and sit down?
I'm going to. Just walking around the house seems to be as much as I can manage at the moment.
Right. Come on, Phoebs. Put these down now. That's it. We'll be back in the morning about 9:15.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thanks, Hayley.
Well, bye then.
Bye.
And thanks for agreeing to help with the book.
Oh, that's okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, I suppose I shouldn't stay too long.
Oh, but you can't go yet. You haven't told me about the meeting in the village hall on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe they're really thinking of closing the school.
Oh, none of us can.
It's Freddie and Lily's future. I don't want them having to traipse all the way over to Hollerton every day.
No, but if we don't act quickly, that's exactly what they'll have to do.
Oh, that's better. Got some feeling back in my fingers again. Has Tess been out for a walk?
Yeah. Oh, some woman came round early to look at next door.
Oh, yeah? What's she like?
Dunno, seemed a bit posh, I suppose.
More like snotty old tie.
She said something about making sure we gave them enough room to park their Range Rover.
Oh, right. Well, whoever they are, I hope they're nice.
I hope they've got a fit daughter.
I hope she didn't see in here. This place like a pigsty.
Ain't that bad.
Come on, I want you two to help tidy up this kitchen.
All right, Mum, don't go into one.
So, why have you been filling up bags of compost for the last couple of hours?
Oh, it's called helping out, Fallon. Like you should be doing with this mess.
Yeah, all right.
Your dad said he'd get them bags to Mr. Woolley by the end of today, and that's what he's doing right now.
Good for him.
Lucky we finished just before the rain started.
That was lucky.
Yeah, boy, don't end up shoveling shit for a living.
Ain't you got nothing better to do than making smart remarks, Fallon?
Sorry.
And at least you could offer to give me a hand with the tea, Edward. And what's all this stuff on the table?
Well, it's all right, Mum. I'll cook tea. Why don't you go and have a nice hot bath?
What's up with you?
Nothing. You just look like it'd do you good.
Yeah, very nice. Do you mean it?
Of course I do. Me and Fallon can cook it.
Yeah, right.
The sausages in the fridge and a bag of chips in the freezer. Thank you, Edward.
Go on, Mum. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, all right. Make it ready about 6:30.
Hargity, gargity.
Softer, what?
I had to get her out of the way before she saw all them cards on the table.
Yeah. But we still got 2 left. We could always send them to each other, I suppose.
I've got a better idea. Remember what I told you about the doctor and the vicar?
Oh, yeah!
We can send the really dirty one to him and the lovey-dovey one to the vicar.
Do you think they'll believe it?
Look, pass one over here.
Oh, who are you signing it from?
Mr. November.
Small but perfectly formed. Go on, write that and I'll do this one.
All right. If this don't liven things up around here, then nothing will.
Arkwright Hall finally opens to the public.
I'm really glad Jill persuaded me to come, Lewis. It's fascinating seeing what you've done.
Thank you.
Everyone I've spoken to is really impressed. We all thought this place was just a tatty old ruin.
Well, to be honest, when the Trust first asked me to take it on, that's all it was, really.
And what you were saying in your speech about having to knock out all the partitions they put in.
Ah, yes. I needed to give it back the right proportions, a sense of space.
I love the staircase.
It had been completely panelled in. Looked dreadful. But at least it preserved what was underneath. And now, it's stunning.
There's some wonderful carvings on it.
Aren't there? It feels rather a privilege to be paid for doing something so enjoyable.
I'm sure you deserve every penny.
Oh, it's the craftsmen you should be praising, really. They're the ones who have to put in all the hours of painstaking labour.
Well, whoever it was, they've done this place proud.
The Landmark Trust seem pleased, too, which is nice.
I bet they are. And you can see Jack's thrilled to bits with it, aren't you, Jack?
Oh, yes, indeed. And I expect this man is being his usual modest self.
Of course.
I think it'd be entirely fair to say that without Lewis, none of us would be standing where we are now, seeing Arkwright Hall open to the public again after years of neglect. You're both too kind.
I expect Sid's interested to see what you've done, too.
Oh, yes, I'm glad he's here. I think we managed to round up nearly all our former tenants.
He told me it looks much better now than it ever did in his day.
He's right, too. They nearly ruined it when they turned it into flats.
Didn't they used to hold wild parties here?
Well, there was a cellar club here in the 60s for the younger generation, but I'm not sure how wild that was by today's standards.
And then you converted it into nature centre in the 70s, didn't you? And we had some fun removing traces of that.
Oh, dear, yes. That wasn't one of my more successful projects.
At least the lake still boasts a fine collection of waterfowl.
That's true.
When are the first guests arriving?
This weekend. And they're more or less booked through until May already.
That's good. Frida's going to be the housekeeper, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, if you'll excuse me, there's someone over there with Peggy I need to talk to.
Okay.
Have you seen the Chinese room yet?
No, I haven't.
Let me show it to you. They've done a marvellous job with furnishings.
Great.
I think it's my favourite room in the whole house.
Oh, that should stop the oldies going on about them fences. Oh, honestly. You'd think Borchester Land were masters of the universe the way Brian Aldridge's been nagging on at me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's to the Robert Barons, more like. Oh, I was wondering if you fancied helping me with a few more bags of compost. Hey, it's a cold today, and there's a couple of old deers in Lakey Green. I promised I'd have some bags too before the weekend. Harry? What's the matter, love?
It's my wedding ring. It's gone missing.
Oh, it hasn't. Are you sure?
I'm positive. I thought I must have left it behind yesterday at the dairy, but when I went in this morning, I couldn't find it nowhere.
Well, maybe someone's picked it up and put it to one side.
No, I asked Pat and Colin and they ain't seen it.
Oh, I expect it's somewhere in here then. You probably took it off and put it down last night and then forgot.
I've turned the whole place upside down, Eddie, and I can't find it nowhere.
Hey, don't worry, love. I'm sure it'll turn up. Hey, do you remember when you lost it all them years ago? And we thought you'd got into a bag of giblets in one of the Grey Gables turkeys?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
It turned up in a soap dish in the end, didn't it?
It must have come off when we was bagging at that compost last night.
Why do you think that?
Because my hands was that cold. Oh. I've been over everything else since I last remember having it on, and that's all that's left.
All right, love. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go round and see Jack Woolley now. But the chances are he won't even have touched them bags yet, so he can have a sort through them.
Oh, you don't want to go to all that trouble,
Eddie? Of course I do. I hate seeing you upset like this. I'll have that ring back for you in no time. Just you wait and see. It was very kind of you to run us back, Ruth.
No problem.
Peggy feels the cold, especially at this time of the year.
Oh, I think we all do.
Yes. It must be worse for you working outside.
Oh, you get used to it. Though never completely. You'd better not stand there with the door open.
Oh, that's true. But I did just want to say how pleased I was that you brought Pip and Josh.
Oh, I am sorry about Josh turning on the taps full blast like that.
Oh, don't worry, it wasn't too bad. And anyway, the Landmark Trust are very good about encouraging people to touch things and try them out.
Yeah, but I don't think they make soap in the bathroom floor.
No, probably not. But it's good to see children wanting to find out about history.
I'm not sure my two know much about history, but they both said they wanted to live there.
Did they? Oh, how lovely.
I think it's the space and the fact that everything looks so nice and clean, especially those lovely tiles with the rural scenes on them.
Oh, yeah.
Still, it won't be too long before we move into Brookfield, and that'll make things a lot easier.
Do you know what's going to happen to the bungalow?
Not yet, but somehow I don't think Phil and Jill will be living there.
Mm. Are you doing anything special for Valentine's Day?
Not really. It'll be just another working day for us, and we've got a board meeting for the Hassett Hills Meat Company in the evening, so I don't suppose it'll be very romantic at all.
Well, never mind. It's not that important, really.
Are you two doing anything special?
Oh, we'll probably just have a quiet day in and then go out for dinner later on.
Sounds nice.
I just enjoy Peggy's company.
Well, I wonder what Eddie wants.
Oh, actually, I'd better go. The kids will be wrecking the car if I leave them any longer.
All right, Ruth. It was lovely to see you there.
Thanks. I really enjoyed it. Oh, hi, Eddie. I'm just going, I'm afraid.
Oh, hi, Ruth. Bye, then.
Bye.
Oh, no. Something the matter, Eddie?
You know, I think there is. Oh, you've put your compost round the raspberry canes already.
Most of it, yes. We did it this morning while the sun was out.
Flipping heck.
Weren't we supposed to?
Oh, no, of course you were. No, it's just that Clary thinks her wedding ring might have dropped into one of the bags when she was helping me last night.
Oh, no. Poor Clary.
He didn't come across it by any chance.
I can't say that we did. Although we weren't looking for it, of course.
Oh, and you reckon you've used most of the bags?
There are still three left, I think.
Would you mind if I opened them, just had a look through?
Of course not. I'll give you a hand if you like.
Oh, there's no need for you to get freezing at all. I can manage, thanks all the same.
All right. They're just around the corner by the garage.
Yeah, OK.
Let me know if you find anything.
I will.
It really is a pity you couldn't be there.
No, please don't tell me. I've been so bored that I was reduced to reading a novel for the first time in years. Nigel won't let me do anything else.
Well, he's quite right, of course.
You're not supposed to agree with him, Lewis.
You take milk, don't you?
Yes, but no sugar.
Is that the novel?
Yes. Somebody gave it to me last Christmas. My Aunt Jennifer, I think.
Funny title. Human Croquet.
Thanks. Actually, it's rather good.
Well, perhaps I'll try it after you, now that I've got a bit more time on my hands.
So, what did people like most?
The Chinese Room. It was very popular, as I expected. Although some people found it a little ostentatious.
They're not to everybody's taste, are they?
And I was rather pleased with the response to all the panelling we'd revealed once we'd taken out the partitions.
All that 60s prefab.
Yes. Well, they'd lost so much space in the stairwell and the hall. Now we've got a rather splendid staircase instead and revealed a beautiful floor.
That sounds much nicer.
The priest's hole was quite a draw as well, but it was mostly the smaller details, the tiles, the ornaments, some of the hangings.
I bet Jack's delighted with it.
Yes, he was very pleased. There's a couple of other projects the Landmark Trust are keen to bring me in on, but I fancy having a little break first.
I don't blame you.
Well, I am officially retired, after all. And it's rather pleasant to be able to pick and choose one's work.
Well, we can always keep you busy here, of course.
Oh, yes, there's plenty of things to do.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. You couldn't get me a tissue, could you?
Yes, of course.
There's a box over there on the table.
Ah, yes, I see.
Chris and George came over earlier on.
How are they?
Fine. Chris and I sympathise with each other about being invalids. I went down to the cafe with them for lunch.
Did Nigel know?
He'd gone out, but he couldn't have stopped me anyway. It's not as if I'm trying to run a marathon.
You are.
Thanks.
You should be careful, though.
Oh, I know that. Why does everyone want to nurse me?
Sorry.
I had a chance to see for myself how Kathy's getting on.
Were you impressed?
Yes. Although I think Nigel could have told me they changed the layout on the menu.
Have they?
Oh, it's nothing major, but they should have let me know. Do you know if Nigel's back from the stables yet?
I didn't even know he'd gone.
Well, he popped over there because his usual mount's got a slight sprain. It's nothing serious, but he needs to choose another one for Thursday's hunt.
Ah, right.
By the way, are you planning to surprise Juliet for Valentine's Day?
What? Do you know, completely forgotten about it. When is it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Do you think she's expecting anything?
Well, judging by the way she kept remarking on it today, I rather think so.
Oh, I'd better do something about it then, hadn't I?
I'm sorry, love. I hope we'd find it.
It's fate, that's what it is.
We looked everywhere.
Oh, we're meant to lose it, and there ain't no else we can do about it.
We went right through them three bags they'd got left. Then Mr. Woolley came out with his torch and helped me go through the raspberry bed.
Things like that can't be replaced, can they?
We've had Peggy down on her knees for a little while. Must have been quite a sight, all three of us, scrabbling around in the dirt like that. Well, except it was dark and cool.
At least I've still got my engagement ring. That's some consolation, I suppose.
Now, the thing is, it's got to be somewhere, though, innit? Oh, it can't just have disappeared into thin air.
Remember how you had to save up to buy it? And then when you slipped it on my finger in the church, I was so sure everyone could hear my heart beating. It was thumping so hard, I thought it was going to burst.
Very long. Hey, you mustn't get upset. We've already started looking for it yet.
Yes, we have. Where else could it be?
I don't know, but I ain't giving up looking yet.
And what time for it to happen, eh? Day before Valentine's?
Yeah, but We don't need a ring to tell us how much we love each other.
Maybe not, but it don't mean summer, does it? It's like the symbol of our life together.
I know that. Got a thing, haven't we? If it's not being spread round their raspberries, and it's not at the dairy, where else could it be?
It won't be nowhere else.
Well, you can't be sure, though, can you? I mean, maybe it slipped off a few days ago when you didn't notice.
Oh, of course I'd have noticed.
All right, love. All I'm trying to say is we've got to try everything, ain't we?
Suppose.
I'll go back to the lodge tomorrow and have a look in the daylight.
If it don't snow tonight.
Oh, it won't. And if it still ain't there, then we'll just have to go and look around everywhere else.
I suppose it could have come off when I was doing the glasses at the ball.
That's right. Or maybe when you was in the shop last time.
Popped in the surgery the other day, but I'm sure I'd have noticed.
And you're always going round to see Betty or Susan, ain't you?
That's true.
I'll tell you something, Clary, love. Whatever it takes, we're going to find that ring. I promise you.
It's just like what we've been doing in IT at school. People think setting up a website is really tricky, but it's not, when you know what you're doing.
That's brilliant, Fallon. Thanks.
That's no problem. Give us a shout when you want to get started. I'm going to do my homework.
Yeah, OK, I will.
Hello?
That's smashing.
You seem a bit chirpier.
Hey, it's Fallon. I don't understand why, but suddenly she's been nice to me.
That's good.
Teenagers are a complete mystery to me.
Well, maybe she's realised she can't go on fighting you forever.
That'd be nice.
Now, about what it said in your card,
Oh, yeah. It's just my little joke, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, what chance have we got of an early night working in this pub?
You're not going to disappoint me, are you, Sydney?
I suppose Betty and Clary are on tonight. But we can't, can we?
Oh, I'm sure they'll cope. So long as it's not too busy.
Let's hope we don't get too many customers then.
You're the only Valentine I'll ever want.
And you're definitely the only one for me. Troy's gone lame on me.
Oh, what a shame. It's not too serious, is it?
Oh, I hope not. I'll have to hack back to the boxes.
That's a pity.
Oh, you go ahead, though. I need to spoil your afternoon, too.
Well, actually, it looks like we're running into some really deep country. You know how long it takes to get the wretched clay off our boots. I'll hack back with you, if that's all right.
Well, I'd be delighted. Well, we can take it easy and enjoy the scenery.
That'd be nice, while we've still got the light.
Come on, old boy.
That's it, Maisie.
Ah, oh, it's been a splendid day, hasn't it? I do so love seeing the countryside coming back to life again.
Yeah. Have you seen the snowdrops over by Limekiln Copse? Oh, what a show.
I had a very pleasant surprise yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Would you believe somebody sent me a Valentine card? I thought I was long past the days of receiving them. But the thing is, I can't quite work out who it's from.
Bit of a mystery.
Afraid so. Though I'm pretty sure it was from one of this lot.
Really? Why's that?
Well, it was posted locally, and I hardly know anyone else here.
I wonder who it was, then.
It's a real teaser. Caroline, will you have dinner with me tonight?
Tonight?
If you're free. I've heard that La Strada is well worth a visit.
Yes, it is rather good. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Jet! Jet! Yeah, it was a really good meeting. We've all agreed to ask Bill to join the board.
Aye, he's a good man.
Well, from what Pat and Tony say, he's the best.
So, things are really moving at last.
Yeah, and just in time for lambing, too. Oh, is that Brian over there?
Oh, yes. He's come over to look at the Herefords.
All right. Judge! Judge! You'll probably say we should have gone for Charolais.
Oh, I should think so. But I hope he's pleasantly surprised.
Come on, boy. Come here. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice for Debbie, too, last night. She's pitching to take over some more arable on contract.
Well, that makes sense.
Now, maybe Brian will invest in that new cultivator drill she keeps banging on about.
Oh, I wonder.
Oh, look at that stupid dog. Jet!
Hello, you two.
Jet!
Brian. Getting the user, I see.
Well, I would be if I could get this damn dog to show some sense. Jet! Come here! Come on, boy!
Oh, hello, Janet. Nice to see you.
Hello, Sheila.
It's funny you should turn up, actually. I was going to call you.
Were you?
Yes, about this meeting tonight at the village hall.
Which meeting?
About starting a campaign to stop them merging the two schools.
Oh.
I mentioned it on Sunday.
Yes, of course.
We're hoping for a big turnout. There should be parents there from all the villages that are being affected.
Yes.
People were very angry at last week's meeting. It's really started something off. Do you think you can make it?
I'm not sure.
Is something the matter?
Yes. I got this in the post yesterday.
Oh, Valentine card. Who's it from?
Tim. Read what it says inside.
Oh, that's a bit much, isn't it?
And that's not all, I'm afraid.
No?
No, I've been rather silly, and now things are beginning to get out of hand.
Well, do you want to tell me about it? Have a seat.
There isn't that much to tell, actually. It's just that what there is, well, it could be seen as rather compromising, I suppose.
Go on.
It seemed to start after we shot the calendar and I took the proof copy to show him at the Mikado dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
I made some remark about liking his photograph and I think he might have taken it the wrong way.
That doesn't sound too terrible.
Then after Christmas, we were both working at the surgery. He gave me a present, a scarf. And then he kissed me.
Oh.
It was just a peck on the cheek. I gave the scarf back, but now he sent me this.
Which is rather silly, isn't it? What is it about these doctors?
I don't think he understands. I couldn't possibly. It's not what I want at all. I can't.
Actually, you know, I did hear a rumour in the village.
Oh, no, that's even worse. You do believe me, don't you, that there's nothing in it?
Of course I do.
I should have said something to stop him, and I should never have accepted the scarf. I've been so naive.
Oh, it sounds to me as though Tim's the one who's being naive.
I should never have let it get this far, to the extent that it's become public property.
Why don't you find Tim and talk it through with him?
Yes, you're right. I've got to. Before the whole thing gets completely out of hand.
They've certainly got a good shape to them.
And look at how they stand. That's a very good back end. You can see the muscles well developed.
Are you sure this isn't a step backwards?
I knew you'd say that.
Well, come on, Phil. Commercial crossbreeds are still the most efficient.
Yes, if you feed them enough. But these do well on grass. What consumers want these days is quality, a more natural product, and that's what the Herefords always been.
But does that cut the mustard when they see a cheaper joint on the same supermarket shelf?
Well, I think it does.
Well, I hope you're right. It'd be nice to think people were genuinely concerned about the natural approach, but I'm not convinced.
Well, give us a year or so, and I think you might be pleasantly surprised.
Well, the nice-looking cattle, I'll give you that. And you ought to know them if anyone does.
Yeah. It was a different world, though, when I first started breeding these things.
Have you noticed, Phil? All the fun seems to have gone out of the job somehow. I mean, even 20 years ago, the incentives were there, weren't they?
Yeah, I can say that again. I gather things aren't going so well just lately.
Oh, I don't know. But it's certainly not getting any easier.
Well, it's bound to turn round eventually.
Oh, I wish I could agree with you. I really don't see it at the moment. I suppose Kate coming back also had me thinking about what it's all been for.
Mm. Rather came out of the blue, didn't it?
At least Lucas seemed a pretty level-headed chap, especially after all the previous boyfriends. He's bright and he's got good prospects, but really I know nothing about his world at all.
Mm. Do you know what their plans are?
Going back to South Africa, from what he tells me.
Mm-hmm. How does Jennifer feel about that?
She'll find her own way to cope, I'm sure. There is one bright spark on the horizon, though.
Oh, what's that?
Debbie. She's been really energised by this lamb initiative.
Yeah, David tells me she's hoping to take on some more contract arable as well.
Yes, it's a good idea, of course.
That means we're really going to have to look into buying this new cultivator drill.
Well, if the end justifies the means.
I've told Debbie we should find someone who's using one already and go and see it in operation.
That sounds a good idea.
It's an expensive bit of kit. But it's exactly what I'd have been getting into when I was her age. Seems rather difficult, though, when it's someone else looking to expand.
It's a difficult transition to make, handing over to the next generation.
Look, you're telling me.
But in the end, you have to let them get on with it. And, of course, they'll make mistakes, just as we did. But it's the only way they'll learn.
Well, it's a tougher farming world than you and I came into, Phil. I reckon we had it easy in those days.
Did you expect this, Meddy? Yeah, I thought we might. It's touched a raw nerve. No one wants the school to close, even if the numbers are down at the moment.
No. Mind you, there is an issue over the state of the building. I looked around the other day. They could repair it.
Can we pass the sheet around so that everyone writes down a contact number, please? Thanks.
Have you managed to talk to Tim? Not yet, but I will do.
I'm really pleased you've come along.
Well, of course I have. I'm not going to start shrinking away from these public occasions just because of some silly gossip.
Good for you. Oh, look, it's David.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Hey, it's a good turnout, isn't it? Very impressive. How are you, Janet?
Fine, thanks.
You haven't seen Ruth, have you?
Oh, I'm not sure. She might be in the kitchen checking on the tea situation.
Oh, good. Could do with a cuppa. Only just starting to warm up.
Have you been outside all day?
Yeah, it's been a good day. I have to admit, part of me would have liked to stay at home, slip into a lovely hot bath and stay there all evening. But my conscience won out.
Yes, I'm very impressed with the show of strength tonight.
Well, it's just another attack on the quality of rural life, isn't it? I think everybody living around here is concerned with that.
And if we give in this time, who knows what'll be next?
Yeah. Oh, look, there's Ruth with Linda. Better go and rescue her. I'll see you later.
OK. Oh, it looks like Pat's about to call us all to order. I'd better go and join her.
Thanks very much. Very kind of you.
What an attentive waiter.
Almost a bit too keen, isn't he? Still, Mercedes Goodman couldn't have been more effusive in her praise. You've been here before?
Oh, yeah, several times, but not for a while. Jean-Paul thinks their new chef isn't quite up to the mark. But then he would say that.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel absolutely ravenous. Hunting always gives me a good appetite.
Me too. It's all that fresh air.
For your very good health.
And yours.
By the way, while I was waiting for you, I couldn't help noticing you had two identical Valentine cards.
Yes. I must say, receiving one was quite a surprise, let alone two.
Oh, goodness me, why should you be surprised at receiving a Valentine?
Was one of them from you?
Yes, it was. You don't mind, do you?
Of course not. It was a lovely thought.
Do you know who sent you the other one?
No, but I'm sure it must have been a joke. There simply isn't anyone else who could have meant it.
Quite a coincidence, though.
Extraordinary. You, didn't send two, did you?
No. I think that would have been overplaying my hand. Do you think it was William?
Oh, possibly. He's the first person I thought of, too.
I don't suppose it really matters, does it?
No. I'm rather sorry I didn't send you one.
Didn't you? But I thought you had. I mean, that's... Well, that's why I was asking you this afternoon.
And I thought perhaps there was someone else after you.
Not as far as I know.
Oh, dear. We've had our legs pulled, haven't we?
Yes. Oh, what a pity. It was rather delightful. Jane and I stopped sending them years ago.
Oh, never mind. You can pretend it was from me if you like.
That sounds like a jolly good idea. You do have the most bewitching eyes.
Are you suggesting that I'm casting a spell over you?
I hope so.
That was nice.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Shall we do it again?
Okay. You start over there, and I'll do this side.
I was thinking of setting off at 6:30 tonight. Then we could have a drink at that nice little pub along the way.
Oh, great. I shouldn't have left it so late to start this, should I?
Never mind, you've got me to help. We'll easily finish before dark.
Not used to company doing this.
Oh, I have to do it more often. Rather nice to take a break from the dairy and do some proper farming for a change. Besides, you deserve a helping hand on your birthday now that you're an old man of 50.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I suppose you think I'm incapable of littering down on my own now.
No, you still wield a very impressive pitchfork.
Well, that's quite enough of that. Clary's still pretty gloomy, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, poor old thing. She's tried everywhere and there's no sign of the ring.
Yeah, I know. Eddie came up earlier, asked if he could borrow the metal detector.
Well, you haven't used that for ages, have you?
No, can't even remember where it is. I told him I'd look it out over the weekend. How was last night's meeting, by the way?
Great. Only 50 people turned up.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we're starting a campaign. And I've offered Ambridge Organics as the headquarters.
Right.
Yeah, each village is going to have its own petition. We've already got one going at the pool, and Betty will have one at the shop.
Oh, you are well organised.
It's been really exciting, actually.
Yeah. I've got a feeling you'll need more than just petitions to get them to change their minds.
Yeah, we know that. I'm going to lobby our MP, and Janet's getting involved too.
Huh. Always good to have God on your side.
No, I'm serious. Janet's writing to the local education authority. Siobhan's involving the parish council. And we're all going to lobby the district councillors.
So, what do you think your chances are?
Pretty good, I'd say.
Where are Phoebe's shoes?
I don't know.
It's all right. I've got them.
Oh, great. Thanks, Lucas. Are you going to sit nicely while Daddy does your shoes?
Daisy! Here's Nolly, darling. You can stroke her face while I hold her.
Thanks, Kate. I was trying to put her shoes on.
It's not my fault if you come early, is it?
This isn't early. We usually get here now, so it's not too late to send her down at home. Well, come on, Phoebe. Well, let's get these shoes on.
Here, I'll do the other one if you like.
Oh, thanks.
Well, this is her home too, Roy. Just remember that.
Yeah, well, it's not quite the same thing, is it?
I think she's growing out of these shoes. Eh? Aren't you?
Look, why do you keep putting her in them, Roy? She's got those other ones we bought her.
She prefers wearing these.
Oh, so that's more important than crushing her feet.
Right. Time to go, Phoebe.
Say goodbye, Phoebe. Well, you've got to go now because Daddy says so.
Oh, come on, Kate. That's not fair.
It's not my fault, is it?
Phoebe, why don't you give Nolly Tando a lovely kiss goodbye? Hmm? Come on. She prefers kisses to crying. Ah, well done.
That's nice, Phoebe. Right, come on. Time to go.
Come and see us again soon, won't you?
Well, I expect you'd like to come back before next Thursday, wouldn't you, Phoebe?
Well, maybe. We'll give you a ring, yeah?
Yeah, if you think you can manage it.
Bye, then. Well, let's put your head up, Phoebe. It's raining.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Don't say anything.
Well, I think you could try to be a bit more reasonable. It upsets Phoebe.
Of course it upsets her. It upsets me too, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yes, but...
And you want me to be reasonable and polite, do you? You know, I'm not sure you even understand there's a problem here.
Of course I do.
Can you go and get the nappies? Nolly needs changing.
Kate, you're not helping this situation, you know?
Nothing in the paper as usual. Whose shirt's that, then? You haven't got a fancy man, have you?
Oh, fat chance. What time would I have for that?
Whose is it, then?
Joe's.
Shouldn't be doing his ironing for him.
Well, why not? It's only a couple of shirts.
Well, it's Clary's job.
Oh, I don't mind. When you've got a pile as big as this, a couple of extra shirts doesn't really make any difference.
Well, it's principle, though, isn't it? You should put your foot down.
Oh, come on, Mike. It's not as though he's asking to move in here.
Not yet, maybe. He'll probably be next.
Did you see he's left behind some information about chickens? He must have had it printed off for me at the Snells.
Yeah, unless he reckons he can come and go as he pleases.
Well, he's only trying to help.
Grundies are all the same. Give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
Oh, I think it's nice he feels he can just pop in.
Yeah, well, next time he feels like popping in, tell him we're busy. Otherwise, you'll find you can't get rid of him.
And you'll be doing the same next time Eddie asks a favour.
Of course I will. Got to be firm, that's all. So you've been working on these figures?
Yeah, Neil came over earlier.
I want to watch you don't end up subsidising him.
Oh, no, that won't happen. We've agreed to pay for half each on the birds.
How many is that, then?
About 500 between us, we reckon, and £4 a head. I'll be paying for 3 movable houses and some of the netting, and my share should come to around 2,250.
Well, this ain't going to add up to that much, though, is it? Apart from the birds, I can't see Neil's investing much at all.
Well, it is his land we're using. And he's providing some netting as well.
Yeah, but how much do you reckon you're going to make? Well, from where I'm sitting, it doesn't look too clever.
Well, we should make clear £10 profit per bird per annum. So that isn't too bad, is it? I should get back what I've spent in the first year.
And what about the running costs?
Well, we haven't decided yet how we're going to split those.
Yeah, well, you just make sure Neil don't push them all onto you. Can't be too soft on him.
I won't, Mike, I promise you. Anyway, we both think it's a great idea, even if it is a bit of a risk. We're going to buy them in two batches about 3 months apart, so when the first lot stop laying, we'll be ready to start with the next.
Oh, so you've got it all worked out, then?
You can sneer now, but you'll see what a good idea it is in 6 months' time.
Either that, or you'll be wishing you never started in the first place.
Yeah, I thought it'd be rather nice to have a drink first.
Yeah, and the pub's close to the Mont Blanc, isn't it?
Yeah, it's less than 5 minutes away. Right. And I'll do all the driving, so you needn't worry about how much you drink.
Oh, thanks. Feels a bit odd having my birthday now, then waiting 4 weeks for the party.
A bit like the Queen, isn't it? First she has her real birthday, then she has the official one with all the celebrations.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy to be treated like royalty, if that's what you're suggesting.
Just for tonight. And again in 4 weeks' time, but no special favours apart from that.
Well, at least it should be a bit easier over the next few weeks, now that all the veg is in.
Oh, I can always find you some work if you're ever at a loose end. There's the leaflets for the school campaign for a start.
No, I've got plenty of other things to be getting on with, but thanks for the offer. I'm glad you haven't lost that fighting spirit, Pat. That was one of the things that attracted me to you in the first place.
Well, you haven't changed too much either, thank goodness. Even at 50, you're still the man for me.
Pat!
It's very generous of Caroline, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Hey, you'll be really surprised. Thanks for babysitting Thieves.
Oh, that's all right. She loves doing that colouring in.
That's because it's Bob the Builder.
Well, why's Caroline giving you a free dinner at Gay Gables then?
Well, there was a block booking already paid for and two people dropped out.
Yeah, she could have just pocketed the difference.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, she's been in a brilliant mood all day. She even gave Linda a compliment.
Mm.
I come to think of it, Linda's been in a really good mood as well.
Oh, yeah, that'll be Valentine's Day. They both got cards, didn't they?
Well, so did you.
Those were unexpected. You always get me one.
Well...
told me Caroline went out for dinner last night with Oliver Sterling.
Yeah. All right, now there's a match made in heaven. Right, I'm off down the ball.
Yeah, I'll have to go in a minute too.
If I see Neil, have a word with him about them ends.
Don't frighten him off, will you?
No, I won't.
Pass us your dance bowl, will you?
Yeah, okay. Hey, I reckon Caroline's just being really nice. I mean, she knows we can't afford to go out.
I'm sure she does.
Oh, I can't wait to see Ailey's face when I tell her.
Brenda says you've been looking at some travel brochures.
For the honeymoon, yeah. I wanted to take Ailey somewhere really exotic. The prices are unbelievable. That's a waste of time looking.
Oh, there's lots of lovely places you can go in this country.
I know. Yeah, we'll find someone nice in the end. Hey, whose cake tin is this?
Oh, don't recognise that.
There's nothing in it. No, hang on. Stick your label underneath. It's Clary Grundy's.
Oh, what's that doing here?
Is she coming around again looking for her ring?
Not today. Oh, Joe must have been here, though. Are the crumbs stale?
Quite nice, actually.
Oh, he must have brought a cake round this afternoon when your dad was here.
Do you reckon him and Dad ate it?
It wouldn't surprise me. Well, so much for getting tough with Joe.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, she's worn out. I think we've got to be really careful with Phoebe. She doesn't appreciate how fragile Molly is.
I don't think we always appreciate how fragile Phoebe is, either.
If you're trying to get at me, it won't work.
I'm not trying to get at you. I'm just saying that this whole situation isn't easy for
you. Well, it's hardly my fault, is it? The whole thing's ridiculous. I mean, having to ask permission to see my own child and then handing her back to a stranger.
Ailey isn't a stranger.
Yeah, but she's not Phoebe's mother, I am. The sooner we get Phoebe away from her and back to South Africa, the better.
I don't think that's a good idea.
What? How can you say that?
Because of what I've seen in the last 4 weeks, it would be very disruptive for Phoebe.
That's rubbish!
No, no, listen to me. Apart from you, Phoebe has all of her family here. Both sets of grandparents look after her on a regular basis. She has a very loving and supportive family.
I'm her mother!
Well, surely that counts for more than having a nice time with Granny and Grandpa.
All right. Then think about Roy. And Hayley too.
No, Hayley is irrelevant. She is not Phoebe's mother and never will be.
But that doesn't matter to Phoebe. She loves Hayley like a mother.
Don't you want me to have Phoebe back?
Not at the cost of Phoebe's happiness and well-being.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. 15 months ago, Hayley didn't mean a thing to Phoebe. In a year's time, she'll have forgotten all about her.
Do you really think that's true?
Yes, I do.
Think about the effect that it would have on her now, though. Look, I'm not saying we shouldn't continue to see Phoebe whenever we come to visit, but a permanent arrangement. That's a different matter altogether.
Why are you betraying me, Lucas?
Don't be ridiculous, Kate. Open your eyes, and then you might see how close Phoebe has become to Hayley.
Will you stop talking about Hayley?
But you must have noticed how jealous Phoebe gets when Hayley holds Nolithando. It wouldn't be right to take them away from each other.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I'm only saying what you know is true. If you look inside yourself...
But it's not true! I see what you're doing. You're asking me to choose between you and Phoebe.
Of course I'm not.
And in that case, perhaps we'll all be better off without you.
Oh dear, well, you'll have to wait until Sunday evening at the same time for the next instalment. The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.